And now time for the Israel Report. We have online Yigal Marcus, Director of the Republicans Overseas. Yigal, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
Great happy greeting being here, as always.
Let's start with a current thing in the news. Hezbollah head saying they won't retreat from southern Lebanon in an apparent rejection of the truce. What do we know about this?
Yeah, I just saw that cross the wire. Hezbollah has rejected the peace or the ceasefire agreement that Lebanon and Israel had agreed to and had come up with after significant negotiations between the two countries. And the idea was that Israel would withdraw, but the Lebanese troops would replace them and secure the area. And so Hezbollah rejecting that obviously is a very big problem. And if they continue to reject it, then I don't see the fighting ending. I only see it escalating. And, Israel has to deal with the problem so that our northern communities are not constantly bombed. So it's not surprised. They don't value life, but they do value embarrassment. And so because they don't want to be embarrassed, they rejected the truce. Okay, so Israel will have to do what it has to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, something that keeps people fighting is, of course, you need a lot of money for all of this death and destruction. So a story here on how funding is flowing again or will flow again to Nukba terrorists. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the way that it works is that, the Red Cross are really enemies of the state of Israel. And what they do when they visit Palestinian people in jail, terrorists, is that they will often bring those terrorists documents to sign from the Palestinian Authority, one of them being a power of attorney. And the purpose of that power of attorney is to then effectively say, those funds that I earned by killing Jews, here are the people in charge of collecting those funds. And so effectively, by the Supreme Court allowing the Red Cross to go and visit and these terrorists in jail and have them sign these documents, it facilitates the flow of funding to these people. And so the Supreme Court, of course, is wrong about this, like many things, but it's tragic that the Supreme Court is allowing this to happen. Pay to slay is against law, certainly American law and, of course, Israeli law. And the Supreme Court seems to look the other way and feel it more important to have the Red Cross visit, even though what they're effectively doing is facilitating more terror.
And staying with the court, petition filed over state controller's election after coalitions filmed their votes. What's all of this about?
It's just politics. I love how the opposition loves to criticize duly elected people. And the Knesset voted for a new controller. Now, this is democracy. People can elect who they want to elect. That's the definition of democracy. But loudmouths like Naftali Bennett, who came out, of course, virulently against it because he doesn't like the person who was elected by the people. And so, that's why we have elections, and people can, if people don't like it, they can vote to remove or replace him. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit comical that a person who gave up and seceded land to Hezbollah during his term as prime minister and his government would complain about democracy and the Knesset voting for somebody. And interestingly, and this is really interesting, when you hear Naftali Bennett say, "And don't worry, because the Supreme Court will never allow it," there is exactly one of the major problems facing the Jewish state, where there's a perception, and in many cases, a reality of the Supreme Court having more powers than the democratically elected Knesset. So it's a big problem, but this is just loud mouths, who are desperate for power, trying to just pursue that power at all expense.
Now, you are the Director of Republicans Overseas. There are a bunch of primaries that are happening in the Democrat side, also in the Republicans over the last couple of weeks. What's your assessment about how that's going in the run-up to the midterms?
Yeah, so I think what we've seen is that Donald Trump President Donald Trump has enormous influence on the party. And we've seen some old-timer kind of what he calls rhinos, you know, Republican in name only, people who effectively don't toe the line with him, get removed by people who are much more in line with President Trump's MAGA movement. And so I think the one of the things that we look at is just, you know, is the president getting his way, and does his endorsement actually mean something? And very clearly, it does. The people getting nominated are people that he likes and will get behind. And here's the important thing that people aren't really talking about, but it's very important. The president has hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to support the people that he wants to support. Hundreds of millions of dollars, a huge, huge, amounts of money.
Yeah.
War chest. And so at the end of the day, getting the people he once elected, nominated first through the primaries, but now for the general election, he will go to bat for them. He will help fund them. And that gives them a huge benefit going into the elections come November. I think that I'm not going to trick anybody and say that the Republicans are, that it's going to be a blowout. It's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a very close election. But I do think that with some redistricting in Florida, which will give the Republicans, if it stays in play, will give Republicans a couple of extra seats. I think that it's not a foregone conclusion that the Democrats are going to sweep both houses of Congress. I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be very close, but I do think that there's a decent chance that the Republicans hold on to at least one of the houses, if not both of them.
Very, very interesting. Yael Marcus, Director of Republicans Overseas, thank you so much for joining us on Chai FM.
My pleasure.
That was Yigal Marcus. Now, have a listen to this Jolly Roll, and I'm good.